Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
Welcome back in. Rutherford Issues on WGNS continues, and it's time to find out what's going on with Journeys in Community Living. Mark Bell joins us in studio. Mark, how are you?
Good. Pleasure to be here.
Glad you're along with us here today, talking about all the great work that Journeys has going on. I guess kind of refresh our memory on the work that goes on at Journeys in Community Living first.
Journeys in Community Living is a program for adults with intellectual disabilities. We currently serve about 120 adults over at the center. We have multiple programs that are a part of our agency. The people that we serve there can participate in as little as two or up to five of those programs. Our mission is to help adults realize their full potential.
And these are adults who can get out in the workforce and can, many of them, and have successful jobs. And that's where you come in to help them find those jobs?
That's correct. Yeah. Our vocational program is focused solely on helping them get employed, whether it be in the production center at our facility or out in the community in the program we call competitive employment. We can actually come in with some special training at the place of business and get them set up, working, and come back and train anytime that is needed, and it's at no cost to the employer. So basically we can bring them in, get them started, get them trained, and if you ever need us in the future, if their job responsibilities change or if there's any kind of retraining that's ever needed, we come back in there and we help train them for free, because, you know, it does take a person with intellectual disabilities a little more time to learn a job than, a non-disabled person. So that's, where we come in.
Sure. A lot of folks may remember back in the mid-70s, it started out as the Rutherford County Adult Activity Center, and just a few years ago changed the name to Journeys in Community Living because it's more than just an activity center now.
That's right. Yeah, we really felt that we needed to align our name with our mission, which, has grown over the years to really suit the individuals that we serve. They've kind of led us on a journey, is how we feel. Why not have the name be Journeys in Community Living?
you talk about this industrial training, and this really gets people in the workforce that without that training would not have a job, and all anybody wants is independence.
That's right. That's right. The production center, the focus of the production center is to get them some experience working that they can put on their resume and take to an employer, and so they'll have some experience to show. And then from there, they can kind of build off that and get in there and get employed somewhere else and, have a successful career just like you and I. They really want to work. Right now, I think they're involved in maybe 15 contracts, both at the center and off-site. We've got folks who work for McDonald's. We've got folks who work for Wendy's. They do janitorial services over at the DMV. I can't name them all. There's so many,
yeah.
But they're always looking for new opportunities because, just like you and I, not everybody knows what they want to do, what they want to do in their life. So they want to get in there and experience a lot of different jobs. And, right now we've got a new, vocational, director. Her name is Callie Smith, and, she's, really, hit the ground running. Getting contracts out in the community for our folks and helping them get set up in community employment. It's a really special thing to witness.
Mark Bell is joining us with Journeys in Community Living. And one thing that I found on your website that really sticks out to me is, I guess, kind of a mission statement that Journeys operates with the belief that everyone, regardless of disability, has the right to live a healthy life, secure a life, work at a meaningful job that they enjoy, live in a home of their own with whom they choose, have friends and other relationships in their lives, and to participate in and contribute to their communities. That's what you and I want too.
Yeah, exactly. They're the same as you and me.
You know, I guess I have a little different perspective than most people. My wife has cerebral palsy, and so I know, at least through her and being with her, what it is like to be at least in a family with someone with a disability. And, you know, I think those stereotypes of people who can't work and can't hold down a job and you know, for instance, when she was born, she was told that she would, you know, never marry. Her mother and father were told just to leave her at the hospital. She'd never be able to have children. She's our VBS director this year at church. All of those things that, you know, a lot of times when somebody tells you you can't do something, you're more determined to do it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like rattling the bush or shaking the tree or whatever.
Yeah. You know, and I think it's great that we have a group here in our community that's willing to help folks with many of these aspects that are a challenge. And the thing about it, Mark, is each person is individual in the challenges that they have that you have to help them overcome.
That's very true, and that's why you know, we have around 100 staff who work with the clients, and the reason we have so many people is you know, there are certain needs that need to be met around the clock, and each of these persons, like you said, are individuals, and what they need ranges. So we've always got someone there to help them.
You know, where one person's disability may be an intellectual disability, another's may be physical. So I mean, and the severity and of that disability. So you all really have to take this a case by case basis, right?
Yeah, that's true. It's very true.
Now, part of also what Journeys does, it really kind of gives those with disabilities a community, a camaraderie, you know, a place to come together and be with other people.
Right, right. We've seen so many friendships blossom at the center, not only with the people that we serve, but also with, you know, the staff that work there. I mean, the people that work there care so much about these people. They're intricately involved with their lives. It's just hard not to, you're drawn to each individual personality because they're all so different and so wonderful in their own way.
You know, that the most everybody wants just the opportunity to feel like they're important, that they're loved, and that, you know, friendships that are I guess forged with the folks at Journeys, not only with the staff but with the others that are in the program. I'm sure they're pretty special friendships.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Mark Bell is joining us with Journeys in Community Living. How many adults are you right now?
It's about 120 right now.
Wow.
And we've got a residential program that we run. There are about 20 homes in that program, including 18 supported living homes. This is where the individuals live, three people to a home. They pay for their own direct living expenses because part of what we do is help them learn how to live independently. Most of them do get some kind of benefits, you know, federal or state benefits. Mm-hmm. We also run a medical residential home and a traditional group home that has about six people.
You know, I don't think a lot of people understand just the wide scope of what you all do. But, I mean, all those things you just mentioned there, they could be individual entities, and this is all under the umbrella of Journeys.
Right, right. It's a huge responsibility. Not only are we helping them get jobs, helping them get set up in residences, we're also involved with their health. We take them to the doctor. We manage all their medications to make sure they're taken on time. I mean, it's a really huge undertaking, and you can't say enough about the people that work there. They do a really, really good job of helping take care of these folks and helping to teach them, you know, homemaking skills. It may be something as simple as going for a walk on the greenway. You know, if you've spent your early life, you know, at a place like, I can't think of the name of the facility in Nashville, but a lot of them spent their early lives in facilities. They were essentially, you know,
in four-wall buildings.
Right.
I mean, they couldn't get
right
out and do things, right?
Right. So now they're out in the community and living their lives, and it's just really special to see this change in them.
You know, in the past, we've had an employer, and I don't even remember the company, not that that makes any difference, but they were talking about some of the employees that they've had from Journeys and say that they are the most loyal employees that they have. They really want to do a good job, and they do an excellent job. They get the training, and they're at work before they're supposed to clock in, and they stay late.
That's the wonderful thing. Another wonderful thing about Journeys is that, you know, we provide the transportation, so they're always going to be there on time, guaranteed.
Yeah. If folks, well, let me ask you this question about funding, because I know it takes money to run programs like this. Where does Journeys in Community Living receive funds?
We're a fee for services based system, so we do receive money from the state. That's where the majority of our money comes from. But our healthcare oversight program is partially funded by the United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties, and we're very grateful for that. We receive funds from the city of Murfreesboro and the county as well. And, of course, we operate on donations and grants. We just had an annual celebration back in April and raised $17,000 for our cause.
Well, that's wonderful. And I'm sure that you have a lot of folks in the community who give annually and things of that nature.
We can't thank our donors enough, because without them, you know, what we do would just, it wouldn't be possible.
Mark, I couldn't help but notice that when you do a search for Journeys in Community Living, there seems to be a new website that pops up too.
Yeah, we've got a new website at a new URL. We used to be at journeysincommunity.org. That's still operational, probably will be for about the next year and a half. But the new shorter URL is journeystn.org.
Well, it seems like kind of Journeys in Community Living. I think folks know it as Journeys, you
right.
know, and that's good too. So journeystn.org, and I really like what you've been able to do with the website.
Thank you.
Looks
I appreciate
really good.
That. We've worked really hard. Wasn't just me, but we have a whole team of people who help come up with the design and everything. So
and
appreciate that.
From there, you can read more about what Journeys does here in the community, and meet the board members and from the staff, and even a way to volunteer, which is always very
yeah.
important. A lot of people may be looking for something to volunteer, some way to volunteer, and this is a great way.
Definitely. We can't stress the need for volunteers enough, and we love when people get involved. You can give me a call anytime you'd like at 615-295-3046, and I'll help get you set up.
Very good. Mark, I guess if anybody has any information, wants to ask questions or whatnot about Journeys in Community Living, they can give you a call or check out the new website.
Definitely, yeah.
Very good.
Love to hear from them.
Mark, I appreciate you stopping by today.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks
have a good
for
day.
Having me. Uh-huh. Have a good one.
Mark Bell joining us from Journeys in Community Living right here on WGNS. Rutherford Issues continues here in just a second.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk. Yeah.